And now we extend our hearts to honor Harriet, who also sat right up here next to Dawn every week on my right. She was the matriarch of the Catholic Church of the Beatitudes, pastored by Roman Catholic women priests. She believed deeply that women should also be entitled to embrace the priesthood. Her beautiful Mass was held there last Saturday morning, and we'll pass her booklet out too. Stealing these booklets. We're going to call up her dear friend, Mary Rosenfeld, to honor Harriet.
Thank you, Judith. This is really hard. Really, really hard. I've not processed Harriet's death by any means, and it will take me a long time to do it, as I'm sure it will many of you. Were many or most of you able to attend her funeral? Okay, at least about a half. There's no way to top that. So I will just do what I can and invite your participation as well. When I got the email from her daughter, Kathy, on the 28th, of December, the end of last year, I saw the subject was Harriet's last day. And I thought to myself, well, there she goes again. She's always going off on a trip. It wasn't until I read it, and I had to read it three times before I realized that it was telling me and the others who received it that she had died. She says, "I am writing to let you know that Mom passed away this evening. She had had a great Christmas and a wonderful last day spent taking pictures of all the gifts she received. I have attached one of the family tree created by Maureen, her daughter's daughter, Piper, Harriet's granddaughter. I had hoped we could have this on the screen, but that didn't happen. So I hope many of you have it. I will pass it out and just keep it going because it's very relevant to Harriet." The picture of the family tree shows roots at the bottom, kind of gnarled and folding over each other. And that to me signified Harriet's enormous faith in God. Then there's the trunks. Harriet had five children with her wonderful husband, Chuck, as many of you know. And then the branches are not shown because there wasn't enough space. She had many, many grandchildren and now many great-grandchildren. So to me, what this speaks about is Harriet's faith, her family, and her friends. Because if the branches had continued, the leaves would have been all her friends, and that's us. Back in 2006, Harriet's husband, Chuck, died. This was very, very hard for Harriet, as many of you remember. It had been my privilege the Sunday before he died to bring him viaticum, although none of us in the room at that time realized that it would be his viaticum. He died at home. In an effort to help her provide closure, which of course is a very long and extended event for anybody, Harriet wanted to write a book. And she invited me to come and help her, and I did. It's actually quite a lengthy book. It has a wonderful, wonderful, very detailed story of their life together. And it showed me in the writing of it her enormous heart. The last time I saw Harriet was a gathering with Alice MacDonald at the Beachside Cafe. The day was absolutely glorious. The sun was bright, the sky was blue, the ocean looked like there were diamonds scattered on the surface. We all three stood outside after having what really was a Eucharist luncheon, because wherever two or three are gathered together in Christ's name, He is there. She had asked, we stood outside after the luncheon and just put our arms around each other, thanking God and each other for the gift of presence. Presence to God, presence to the beauty, and presence to each other. Harriet had come to the realization that she should not drive anymore, so many friends, and of course her family, provided transportation. And she had asked me, since I was coming back to town, if I would drop her off at AAA, because she and one of her stepsons, son-in-laws, were going to plan yet another trip to Ireland. And it was the only time that I had seen the tiniest bit of hesitation from Harriet when she mentioned this to me and Alice. It was like a shadow crossed her face. And I think probably, we didn't comment on it, but I think both Alice and I had a similar thought. I wonder if this will happen. And it did not for Harriet. She had a very peaceful passing. Her family was there. The two women priests that had been such inspiration to her had just been giving her the last rites, and she just slipped away. Very quietly, just as like she would have wanted. This is the prayer that is at the back of the book, and even though it's written as a kind of a synopsis of her life, I'd like to share it with you because it is Harriet. First of all, there's a huge picture of, this was back in 2006, of her family and she and Chuck. And Chuck has his arms on her shoulders. And this is what she says. Family conjures up many images in my head, but the first is always of this family group. Family brings out the best in us. They are the ones who believe we can, even when we doubt it ourselves. They listen to our joys and our sorrows and accept them as the same. They are the ones who freely give affirmation, who see our gifts before we do. They cheer us when we accomplish things for the first time, or even for the 10th time, if we seem to need it. Most of all, family means love. Love of the unconditional kind. It's a feeling, a gentle embrace, or kiss, sitting quietly next to one another, bringing warmth. It's the smile of encouragement, the pat on the back, or listening to a story for the 100th time with a true interest. It's pride in who we are and what we bring out in each other that makes our hearts sing. We have all been enormously blessed by Harriet's presence for 87 years among us. And her closing on this book that she wrote in honor of Chuck, the sub-headline is, even though, and this is Chuck speaking to Harriet, and I see it as Harriet speaking to us. Even though my body failed you, my love never will. Thank you. And now we'd like to open it to anyone who would like to say something in acknowledgement of Harriet or in praise of her.
Well, don't be shy, but in lieu of that, I have something to say about Harriet. Nearing the end of Harriet's service last Saturday, her granddaughter took to the mic to speak to everybody present. She told that her Harriet, her grandmother, had been teaching her heart math meditation. I was really amazed by that. So this little girl, whatever her granddaughter's name is, she had everyone place their hand on their heart. She told them to close their eyes and take several really deep breaths. And then she asked them to think of a pleasant, happy interaction they had with her grandmother. And then she was quiet. But after a few moments, she said, "I see smiles on your faces." She was realizing that the people were thinking of Harriet and the interaction they had with her, and it was bringing a smile to their face. So the point being that not only did Harriet pass that on to her grandchildren, but what we are doing at Word in Life is impacting the world. I mean, it was amazing. And maybe we're all doing that. I'm going to have to go home and get my grandchildren and sit them down and tell them about heart math. Is there anybody else that wants to say something? We don't want to. Yes, Agnes, it's Alice.
We have to quit meeting like this in January. Thank you, Mary. You really summed up quite well what Harriet's life was all about, and I, too, was both very grateful for that last luncheon we had with her, which is a great memory to keep. I first met Harriet in the early 80s when she was the director of religious education at St. Raphael's, and I was coming in as a religious education teacher. I was always in awe of Harriet as a woman of faith and a woman in the church, and the way her strength of and conviction of her inner faith, the inner authority of her life and her call. And when she went to St. Mark's as pastoral associate, and helped to stretch the boundaries by inviting speakers who helped us to stretch our own boundaries, I was enormously inspired and impressed by her. But I think what touched me most at Harriet's memorial, and I think I can share this because it was shared there, and it speaks to what Mary said about her heart, her great heart. One of the eulogies was given by her grandson, Nathaniel. And he began by saying, "I'm Harriet's gay grandson, if you couldn't tell by my sequin jacket." And he went on to talk about his relationship with Harriet and to tell that not only was he gay, but he was also a drag queen. He said, I know my grandmother doesn't really know what drag is. He said, but she helped sew the first dress for my first competition because it's hard to find something off the rack for someone who's 6'4". She not only helped to sew the dress for the competition, but she went to the Wildcat Lounge and stayed till after midnight to watch him. He didn't win. But she said that Harriet came to all his other competitions during the day. But that was quite, and this was not that many years ago, so I don't know if there's anything else that would describe the heart of Harriet and the love of Harriet. She was a remarkable woman, and so was Keith. And I was thinking, I love that there's a man and a woman up here that we're celebrating. Both of them had really unique individual lives, life experiences. But as I was sitting at Keith's memorial and listening to the one reading, I thought to myself, but this is what they held in common. And it has to do with the study that we're beginning. They were both patient. They were kind. They weren't envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. They didn't insist on their own way. They weren't irritable or resentful. They didn't rejoice in wrongdoing, but they rejoiced with the truth. They bared all things, believed all things, hoped all things, and endured all things. Love never ends. In the Spirit, they both lived the Spirit of love. So that was what united them. And I think that's what we're going to be studying. We all are. They were instances of God's love in the world. And that's what it's all about. And each one of us, in our own way, with our different life experiences, are instances of God's love in the world. We're diverse, but we do that together. We live in the Spirit of that love, and that's what unites us. So thank you, Harriet, and thank you, Keith, for the great witness to love that you both were. And now Christine has asked to honor both of our dear friends with a brief a cappella offering.
There's a prayer at the end of a funeral mass when the priest blesses the remains of the deceased. In this prayer, those of us who loved and cared for the departed give their souls over to the care of those who have gone before and the other denizens of heaven. So this is, so long, Keith and Harriet, we pass you into waiting arms. Saints of God, come to their aid. Come to meet them, angels of our God. Receive their souls, present them to God the Most High. May Christ, who called them, take them to himself. May angels take them to Abraham's side. Receive their souls and present them to God the Most High. Give them eternal rest, O God, and may your light shine on them forever. Receive their souls and present them to God
the Most High.
So thank you, everybody, and we are going to miss our friends forever. We have their name tags here. Keith is there.